2025 Salvation Festival right here in Lilongwe at the Garden of Peace in Area 43 in Lilongwe. Playing before the prophets now is the Malawi Prisons Band.
I just want everybody else, whoever you are, to raise up your hands. This is the most important moment. As raise those hands, I want you to remember one thing. It is a separation moment. We are not just here to waste our time. And those of you watching us from all over the world, we are not just here to watch a program or a show. This is a moment of separation. And I want everybody else to make a prayer before I minister to you, before I speak the word. Everyone else, make a prayer to God. Today, Lord, I want you to change me. I want you to speak to me, transform my life. Just make a prayer right now. Surrender yourself. Make it very personal. Make it a prayer right now. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Open your heart to the King of Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the name above all other names, we ask you to touch us once again. In Jesus' holy name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I have in mind, we have other people who are already saved. And we have those who are not yet saved. And some are watching me right now. Wherever they are watching me from, And we also have those of you who are here. This message is not only for those who are saved or for those who are not yet saved. This is a message for everyone. First and foremost, I would want to remind you that 2,000 years ago, they lived a man. His name was Jesus. This is not history. And this is not just a faith in something that did not exist. The story of Jesus is not just an intra-biblical evidence that he existed. We have extra-biblical evidences that confirm that Jesus Christ indeed lived and that he died and that he resurrected. This is not a story of a Bible. It is a story of facts and evidence. I have been in Israel before. Not once. I've been there for some time. I have seen the tomb where Jesus was put. And I confirmed there were no bones. I have been at the house where Jesus was living. I went to see a place where he was born. We do not need any other evidence apart from what exists even today. The story of Jesus is extra-biblical and is evidently proven by both the science, history, geography. It is not just a story. There was a man in this world, and this man, by the will of God, when he was just born, they wanted to kill this man. And he was told by the angels to come and hide in Africa. And he was living in Egypt. Egypt is Africa. And I have no doubt, this is also one of the reasons why this revival today is being preached in Africa. When he is denied elsewhere, this is a place where we accept him. This is a place where we say, come here. And I have a message for everybody. This is why I have brought all of you here. And we have people watching us from all over the world. This is not a biblical story. This is extra-biblical evidence. Yes, Lord. There was a man. His name was Jesus. He was born from the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
And that because of our sins, he came in this world.
Yes.
Not just that he was born, but he was born on a purpose. And when he was born,
yes,
he went on the cross. And as he was going,
yes,
he said, I'm going there for you.
Yes.
And he said, I will die.
Yes.
I will die for you.
Yes.
And I want you to know this. And when he died, he resurrected. He is not in the grave because of you, because of me. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, what do we really mean? I'll give you in a few minutes the birth of Jesus was a confirmation of all the prophets and their prophecies that a virgin would give birth. Let me say something to you. When you take this story as just a story of Jesus, it does not give you the emotional connection. But here is this. This is a man. Before you were born, he said, I have to go and die because of you. Because of you. Because of
you.
He said, I'll die for them. And indeed, this man came according to prophecy. For there was a moment where people were crying. There was no hope of redemption. There was no hope. Do you know when you sin in the Old Testament, there were three things to happen to you? Either you must be stoned to death, or you must be taken out of the society, or you must not be allowed to enter in the temple. Because there was nothing that could remove your sin completely. They would kill animals
amata kupa nyama,
that maybe they must take away our sins.
Kumati, mwina, zicho, samachimu watu.
But it was not enough.
Koma, sisi makwanira.
Because when they sin again,
chifugwa akachimanso,
they will need to kill another animal.
Amaine aso apeso nyama ina.
But all that was a picture that someone, instead of us killing animals as a sacrifice for our sins, someone has to die. I don't know if you are brave enough here that if people can come here and say, we are looking for somebody to die, there are people who have wronged some people in a certain village, and we want to kill one person, can we kill you on their behalf? I don't know if you can accept that. This is what your Jesus, my Jesus,
Yesu wanga anachita.
If your acceptance,
ngati kuvomereza kwanu,
and your repentance,
ndikulapa kwanu,
it is just because you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You are wrong. Firstly, you must understand the pain he went through for you. Here is this.
Invanage.
Scripture tells us,
Malemba amatuza,
when you receive Jesus
mukalandira Yesu
to be your Lord and your personal Savior,
kukala mbuye ndi mpulumusi wanu,
you have a new life.
Mumakala ndi moyo wa sopano.
That life is called Chaim.
Moyo umene umatchedwa Chaim.
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 It is when there is a grafting.
Ndipamene pali kudulira.
If you find an orange,
mukapesa ntengo wa orange,
and you want that orange to become guava,
nemufuna orange yo aziyamba obereka magwafa,
you have to cut that orange,
mumadulira ntambi ya orange,
and where there is a bud,
pamene pali pobukira apo,
you bring another bud of a guava
mabweresa pomphukira wantengo wa guava
and attach on the bud of an orange
ndikuikisa pamene pali mphukira wantengo wa orange.
What start happening is this,
chimene chimayambika uchitika ndichi,
it is the guava that will shoot,
ndi guava amene amamera pamene pacha,
on the life of an orange,
pamoyo wantengo kapena mphukira orange,
the tree
ntengo
will no longer be an orange,
sukala so orange.
Yes, it has got roots of an orange.
Orange.
But when it grows,
koma ikakula,
it will produce guava.
Ama bereka magwafa.
And the scripture tells us,
malemba matusa,
we were engrafted.
Inutu munadulidwira.
And we are put with a new life.
Ndi moyo wa sopano.
That type of life,
moyo umene wowo,
where indeed there is you,
umene ine panali ino,
but there is a new life that is shooting out
koma
of you.
Wa sopano me upukira kuchokera pa ino.
It is known as chayim.
Umene umachedwa chayim.
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 It means a life
tandauza kuti moyo
that is no longer yours.
Umene si wanunso.
A new life,
moyo wa sopano,
that is brought forth upon you.
Umene wachita obweresedwa pa inu.
The fruit that is bare,
chipaso chimene chimaberekedwa pamenepo,
no longer you,
si cha inunso.
It is of a new life,
si cha moyo wa sopano.
You will no longer produce oranges,
iweso si ubereka ma orange.
You produce the new life,
umabereka moyo wa sopano,
of the tree
wantengo
planted on you.
Umeona salidwa pa
inu. The fruit that we have to see,
chipaso chimene tukwenda tichione.
It is the fruit of Christ,
ni chipaso
that has been engrafted on you. That is chayim. It is a new life. Somebody shout a new life. Somebody say chayim.
Chayim.
Now, there are people until today who still think they are still an orange. This is why they are fighting so hard to produce oranges. You cannot produce that fruit. It is not your fruit. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit, meaning to say it's not you to produce it. That fruit, it is the Spirit that produces in you. As long as you know, it is no longer you who lives. It is
Christ
who lives in you. It is no longer you who will fight to produce the fruit. It is the Spirit that will produce the fruit. No wonder there are so many people today who are fighting so hard to live well, to live righteous, and they are failing to live righteous because you cannot live righteous. It is when you realize that there is a new life in you and you allow the Spirit, who will now start seeing the fruit of the Spirit being coming out of you, being produced out of you. Now tell the neighbor, if you have one, allow the Spirit to produce the fruit. Say it again, allow the Spirit to produce the Spirit, the spiritual fruit. Tell them again, say,
neighbor,
stop fighting to produce the fruit. Allow the Spirit of God to produce the fruit. Are you there? Now, Scripture says, one may say, but the Bible says, any branch that does not produce fruit, it will be cut off. It is true. This is what happens. The Bible says, any branch that produces The father will prune it that it produce more fruit. What does that word mean? It means the branch is allowing fruit to be produced. Similarly, the gift of the Spirit. If I am a prophet, I am not prophesying. It is the Spirit in me. That's why it's a gift of the Spirit. It is not the gift of Major One. It's not the gift of Major One. It is the gift of the Spirit. This is why many people fail to serve God with the spiritual gifts. Because they think it's them. Who will minister healing? Who will minister prophecy? It's not your gift. It is the gift of the Spirit. When you want to minister healing, look upon a sick person and allow the Spirit of God, the owner of the gift, to minister healing to the sick. When you do that, you will see healing happening. When you do that, you will see prophecy coming out. But when you want to prophesy, you will not, because these are not gifts of men. These are gifts of the Spirit. Similarly, when we are talking about the spiritual gift, the spiritual fruit, it is not your fruit. It is the fruit of the Spirit. Today, I want you to commit yourself to God. I commit myself to the Spirit of God so that the Spirit can produce fruit in me. I want you to raise up your hands if you believe that. So I give myself to the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I surrender myself. Holy Spirit, have your way. Say louder, Holy Spirit, have your way. Listen to this. As I'm about finished, how many of you here have already been baptized? How many of you have already been baptized? Not today, but how many of you are already baptized? How many of you are not yet baptized? And I want you to hear this word. It is not complete. There is nobody who must think salvation is complete. Salvation is a journey. I can give you so many references in the Bible where people who are already saved, they stopped faith. And this is why John wrote in the book of 1 John chapter 2. He said, if they were for us, they could still be with us. But they are going out of faith. Proves they were not of us. Meaning to say, you can lose your faith. And scripture also says, it is impossible and very difficult for a person who tested God's power that when they have fallen to come back. It is so difficult. Why is it difficult? Because so many people become familiar of their salvation. The salvation you have, Paul wrote Timothy to protect his salvation with fear and trembling. What you have, it is priceless. It took someone to die for that what you have. Protect that which you have with fear and trembling. Do not just think it is done. That thing that you have, it is called salvation. It is called grace. This thing that you have, not even the president of America, even billionaires in the world, they do have what you have. One time I was seeing the coming of Obama when he was coming to South Africa. That all flights were not allowed to land at the airport. The whole place was shut down. And I thought to myself that such a powerful man, he does not have the salvation I have. Look at your neighbor, say you are precious. Imagine can you imagine that you have salvation? The Bible says he has hidden this to the wise and revealed it to those who are not wise. Today we are praying for our salvation. I want you to commit yourself to God once again. This is not just about repentance. This is about recommitment. This is about the fruit of the Spirit. It is not enough to say, I've received Jesus. But it is more enough when you leave Jesus out there. Everybody else, just raise up your hands. And I want you to pray a prayer as at a personal level. The Lord, I come in your presence once again. I stand in your presence once again. Lord, make me to be what you want me to be. Heal me, Lord, of all my sins. Deliver me, Lord, of all my faults. And I allow you, Holy Spirit, to live in me, to manifest in me. As you raise your hands, I want you to hear this. The Holy Spirit will not just speak in tongues on your mouth. Holy Spirit must also be able to speak to you when you are wrong. He must also convict you when you are wrong. It is not only when he speaks through your lips, through tongues, he must also rebuke you. He must also warn you. He must also speak to you when you are wrong. When you are right, he must also speak to you. And that's the relationship that he wants to create with you. And I will tell you why. The reason is the whole purpose of this salvation, it is because that man who came 2,000 years ago, he is coming again. He is coming back. And when he's coming back, he wants to save you. He wants to rapture you. And you shall meet him in the air. How many are ready? Today we are making a prayer. The Lord, I'm giving myself to you. Just make a prayer where you are. Just make a prayer once again. This is so personal. Lord, change my life. Make me to be who you want me to be. Make a prayer in the name of Jesus. Jada.
Le brondo copega tidi amante ke paikato. Ijala varadino. E deina compa a diamanda kapaya. Ileida ko. E zeda. A deina. E deina compra a digi dianos televida koja a diga. Mento costova a dedi diamante kapai. I brendo cotega toja a didi diamante. Eleida ko. Eleida ko. E zeda. A deina to. Mereida koja a digi diamanda kapaya. Come on, give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Jesus. He is waiting for you. Come on, he is waiting for you. Zedena kombra.
Pepera, pepera. Perekani somwe wanu. Zikuduleni kwa Yesu Kristu. Muzeni inde munandi pulumusa. Komani lola ni moyo wanga. Uyende munchire mene mufunandi kale. Dipange ni chimene mufunandi kale mutzigolino. Dikwanilise zimene munandikira mutzigolino. Ambuye ni choselene uchimo pa moyo wanga. Dirondoleleni pa moyo wachielo. Pempera, pempera. Mutzina la Yesu Kristu.
Make a prayer. Ask Jesus to have mercy on your soul. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Pray. Come on, somebody pray. Attach a desire to your prayer.
In Jesus. Holy name we pray.
Amen.
You see,
Mukona,
I want you to know this.
Nufuna mutiwe.
I don't know if you are hearing the Lord.
Sindukuziwa kutika mkuwa mvambuya.
Or you are hearing my message. But I can tell you, the Lord is speaking in this message. In this season of Yom Kippur, where we amend ourselves as we wait for rapture, we never know when Jesus Christ is coming again. Since Jesus can come tonight, Jesus can come tomorrow, he can come next year, he can come in 10 years from now. But whenever he is coming, he must find us prepared. This is why he gave the parable of the 10 virgins. So who were wise and those who were not wise. Those who were not wise after they were waiting for the bride said, we've been waiting for a long time and he's not coming. But there were those who were wise who kept the oil. They said, we do not know when he's coming. And those who were not wise, when the bride was coming, they did not have the oil, and they were in darkness. But the issue is, both of them were waiting in the first place. We can all be waiting for Jesus, but I do not know if you will be having the oil when he is arriving, or on that same day you will not have the oil. It is more important to wait for his coming as if he's coming anytime, so that when he arrives you should be raptured and you meet the Lord. Because this world, it will go through trouble. Those who will not go, they will remain in trouble. And this message I'm sharing to ring back in your ears. I am saying it ring back in your ears. And you will remember this message. That one day, I was watching on television. One day, I was in Malawi. I was with Major One. And he spoke of rapture. This is beyond just a message I'm telling you, saints. If this Jesus had not been, or he had not yet come in the world, we could be doubting. we are saying he once came already. He once lived here. And he went up. And he's coming again. I have, oh my heart to you, oh my heart to you, Jesus, I give, oh my heart to you, oh my heart to you, change me now. As the Lord will be coming back on that day, whenever he will come, he'll come not the same way he came. He came like a baby and lived among us. But when he's coming back, he's coming back like a king. The mountains will quake. The last enemy to be defeated will be death. They'll be no longer dying, but living with our Lord Jesus forever. How can a noble man, how can a wise woman not wish to be part of this? The day is coming. As we live in this world, we are living the month of September from the 22nd until the beginning of October.
Mwezi wa September 22 mpaka na kufikira
October. These are the most holy days.
Ni masiku opatulika.
Where God said you shall remember rapture.
Amene Mulungu akunati muzikumbukira nkwatulo.
In Israel right now, all the Jews, all the Israelites, they have gathered at the Temple of Solomon. And the wall, the wedding wall, and they are all crying before the Lord. They are saying, Lord, forgive us, Lord, forgive us. This is a season of repentance and of making our lives better again. Lord, he comes.
Sing, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation, say, behold, he comes, riding, he's shining at the trumpet.
Sing out.
Behold, he, say, rider, he is shining as the trumpets go. Let your voice, it's the year of out of silence. Sing, behold, he comes, he is riding.
hey.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
Sing louder.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
I can't hear you. Sing on. I want to hear the church. Come on, put your hands. Sing up.
There is no God. No God like him. No God like him. No God like him. Nobody like him.
This is how we're going to sing. On the day of rapture. We shall join angels.
No,
we shall sing with angels. And we shall say,
No one. Hey. He alone is healer. He alone deliverer. He alone is savior.
One.
Nobody
like two.
Hey.
Come on. Are you enjoying today? Tell your neighbor, Happy Salvation Festival. Now, in Romans 6, verse 4, there is more other things we have to talk about just in a few minutes. Therefore, we were buried with him through the baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
Timalowa mu infa ndicho linga choti monga momwe Kristu ana ukisidwa kwa akufa ndi ulemerero wa Atate ifenso tikale moyo watsopano.
The word baptisma, baptism,
baptisma,
and it means to receive,
tanda usakulandira,
a declaration, a public declaration of our confession, that just as Jesus died and resurrected, we also die and resurrect a new life. It is a symbol of our salvation. So for everyone else today that will be baptized, I want you to understand this. Salvation is there, yes. But baptism is a serious display of the new life. In Colossians 2, verse 11 to
12,
in him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Verse 12, buried with him in baptism. So you can see that circumcision in the Old Testament became baptism. And scripture says, just as circumcision was a covenant, baptism also is a new covenant. So beyond just dying and resurrecting, in Christ Jesus, it is also a covenant. You enter in a new covenant with Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Dedication in the Bible is known as Hakidasha. Normally, we see from the Bible, 1 Samuel 1, verse 27 to 28, where Hannah said, I have dedicated him to the Lord. Not only that, in Luke 2, verse 22, the Bible also says,
Bible Matinso,
they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Even Jesus was dedicated. Why? So dedication, or hekidesh, it means to set him apart for the Lord.
Hekidesh atandauza kupatulika pambuye.
Not only that, it also means parental commitment.
Komanso kuzipereka kwa makoloho.
To raise that child in the presence of Almighty.
Kutalele mwanayo pamaso pambuye ambavu zonse.
In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 7.
But Deuteronomy 6.
Verse 6 to 7.
6 mpaka 7.
And these words which I command to you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up.
Child dedication is beyond just to bring your children for us to dedicate them. It's also parental commitment. You need to be teaching your children the ways of the Lord. The Bible says, even in your houses, speak these things to them.